When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock. You should know what to do by now. Go to the iHeart app. It's the John and Ken podcast to download. John and Ken on demand, it's called. And then you could hear everything that you missed. Welcome.
Welcome. We got a lot today, of course. The border, we're going to begin with a couple of stories. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced that, and I didn't remember this, once again, he's actually sending his own state law enforcement agents and National Guard members to Texas. Sounds bizarre, doesn't it?
You can do that?
I guess you can do that. He did it in 2021. I don't remember seeing that story. But the numbers will be larger this time. 1,100 members, 800 members of the Florida National Guard, 200 agents from the State Department of Law Enforcement. He's actually sending 101 State Highway Patrol troopers to the Texas-Mexico border, 20 agents from the State Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. He's sending 5 fixed-wing aircraft, 17 unmanned drones, 10 waterborne vessels. It's almost like Texas got invaded by Russia, isn't it?
Did he put together his own military, DeSantis?
They have all this stuff.
Yeah, look at it maybe too simply, but every governor is the commander-in-chief of his own National Guard forces.
Right.
And I suppose if the governor of Texas is okay with this, because normally all these agencies wouldn't have jurisdiction in Texas, but if he and Abbott have made a deal, then I guess that's cool.
In June of 2021, he sent over 100 Florida law enforcement officers over 6 weeks to help with the catastrophe at the border at the beginning of the Biden administration.
I mean, that often happens where...
I would imagine, yes, it is compliant.
It's like we send firefighters, you know, to other wildfires across the country if we have people available, and they send their personnel over here when we have a crazy wildfire. So I guess it's the same idea.
And here's what you asked about. Apparently, Greg Abbott, the Texas governor, actually sent out a request to all 50 states. Please send me resources. And here's one response he got from DeSantis.
DeSantis first in line. There you go.
There's over 1,000 people to help you out.
Here are my
NBC
troops.
News. You know, NBC News, right?
Oh, they're very left.
Oh, a small dagger in the story. You're scrolling down and you're reading about the decision and the stuff he's sending. Right under that, the announcement comes just weeks before the June start of hurricane season. There's the little dagger. Is Abbott making a mistake by sending emergency resources out of state for a commitment of a month or two when we could have a huge hurricane coming into Florida?
Well,
I like the way they do that.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you see a hurricane coming, you know, a week in advance, and all that personnel from Florida can easily get on a plane and fly back from Texas in about 2 hours. So
how dare you make a logical point that their efforts to sidetrack the story?
But that's what I'm saying. That is a clear example of the bias. It's very subtle. It's technically true. It is at the start of the hurricane season, but their implication is DeSantis is being irresponsible in sending emergency personnel to Texas at the start of the hurricane season. Of course, the start of the hurricane season, there's rarely a hurricane. And even if there is, you know, you get a lot of warning on that. And Texas is not Neptune.
Exactly. The deployment's 30 days, too, with possible extensions.
Oh, good. You know what? I think individual states are going to have to start defending themselves. I think everybody is on their own. The federal government is a failure.
Remember, Arizona was building a wall, but that governor, he didn't lose. He stepped down, and his replacement doesn't want to continue it, right?
Right. And then Abbott has had his own troops lined up to keep the migrants out of Texas. Aliens out of Texas.
He's been using his own resources at the border, right?
So even though there was no U.S. personnel to stop the inflow, there was Texas personnel.
Another story, again, you have to understand what's really going on. The media has decided, we were told that the number of encounters have dropped since Title 42 expired, so the story's over. It's not really over. People are coming into the country, and they're coming in big numbers, but they're coming in, quote, legally, because they can access an app and request an appointment, and they show up and they say, I have a sponsor, and they probably do know somebody in the U.S. who was signed for taking them in. So they're being let into the United States, largely through Texas.
Right.
And a story here is that they are crowding the airports because supposedly they're told you have to move on. We don't really have space. Neither detention space or hotel space or homeless center space or any of that in most of these borders.
It's still thousands of people every day that aren't supposed to be here. And again, another example of bias. What the Biden administration has done is come up with some bureaucratic cover for all the illegal aliens pouring in. And the news media goes, technically they're not illegal now. So I guess there really isn't. I read in the New York Times today, it's like, the Biden administration has successfully triaged the incoming flow. It's like, stop it. Well, they're standing around in airports by the hundreds and thousands with nowhere to go.
Oh, the answer is they've spread out. I mean, rather than have 1,000 people lined up at the border like they were last week, now a lot of them are and they're spreading out to different airports and different places, but the numbers are still huge.
And you know what? The thing is, my favorite thing about all this was when DeSantis sent the illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard, and everybody goes, that was inhumane. You can't use them as props. Except it smoked out all these progressives as a bunch of hypocrites, because the Martha's Vineyard crowd deported those illegal aliens faster than anything you've seen in your life. they were booted off Martha's Vineyard Island in almost instantly. I think they got one night there, and then they were all gone. So
the NIMBY point was well shown there by that.
That's
one.
Right. So all these progressives who are prattling on about the humane treatment of the illegal aliens, there's none of them. None of them are taking in all the illegals that are now crowding all the airports and the bus stations and the homeless shelters in New York. In fact, what are these progressives doing? They're kicking out homeless people for the migrants. That's what they're about.
So some of these Texas airports in this New York Post story are being jammed. Some people are lying on the floor overnight, like the homeless at LAX, waiting for flights. Because these are small airports, so they probably have to get one flight a day to go to another connecting city to get to where they're trying to go. And allegedly, these are the more well-to-do migrants because, obviously the planes
money.
Money, right.
They actually have a couple of $1,000s.
Right. It says here a lot of them are now hanging out in the baggage claim and ticket counter areas.
Isn't that great?
They huddle near electrical outlets, charging their phones and holding their government paperwork, which says that they're allowed to be into the United States because that's what Biden did. Just make it all look legal, but still process as many people, or if not more.
Well, because Eric Adams wants to put illegal aliens and have them live in hangars at JFK.
Yeah, there's a story here, too. He's going to have them take over high school gyms.
High school gyms and Central Park. There are plans to build a tent city in Central Park if necessary. So our public spaces get crowded and degraded as we import literally millions of poor people from every practically every country in the world now, as we found out. It's everywhere.
I remember Trump saying this at one of the debates with Biden, this whole asylum thing. It says in the story, many are asylum seekers who'll be allowed to live in the states until courts rule whether they qualify for asylum, a process that can take years. I thought there was like a preliminary interview when you first apply for asylum. Mm-hmm. And if it sounds really bogus, they just tell you to take a hike.
It used to be. Yeah, that's why they used to do it.
But now what? Oh, to be fair and give them their hearing and their day in court,
they should
be scheduled to court. They can get a lawyer and make their argument more cogently.
You're given a sheet of paper and you're told, I heard this again today, people are getting court dates in 2026 and 2027. And sooner it'll be 2028 and 2029 because they're coming in by the thousands every day. And there's only so many judges. There's only so many slots. And most of them, I heard again today from a political official, most of them don't show. If they do show, they don't come to their second one or their third one. Eventually, nobody shows up and there's no consequence. So why would you? It's chaos.
Fox is reporting today that Texas law enforcement officials recently encountered 30 Chinese citizens near the southern border. As we told you yesterday, the call is being heard around the world. Over 200 different nations can be represented in this batch of migrants showing up at the border. That's a long way to come, though, from China. I would imagine they took a couple of flights to get their way down to South America.
Or a very long boat ride.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, well, we've been spending a lot of time in the last couple of weeks over that homeless encampment that was set up on a stretch of San Vicente Boulevard between Wilshire and La Cienega in what is known as the Beverly Grove neighborhood of Los Angeles. Of course, we were somewhat amused because it's so close to Beverly Hills, both by name and by geographic site, that some were liking to say that there's homelessness now. A nude woman on a couch in Beverly Hills. This is an outrage. Look at how the problem has grown. No, it's still just part of L.A., which, you know, we all shrug off now because that's what we expect to see in L.A., are vagrants anywhere and everywhere. And, of course, Mayor Bassetti's got her Inside Safe program, and eventually they got around to saying, oh, yeah, and I think she had said this when she first took office, we're going to focus on the problem encampments. They can't, quote, send Inside Safe everywhere at once for their encampment. So they wait for complaints or media coverage or a council person to say, maybe we got to step in here and be more aggressive about getting these people into some sort of a hotel room.
And they're cleaning up the ones in the better neighborhoods because you get a lot more complaints from people who pay big property taxes.
So we now have an update from ABC7 reporter Amy Powell, and it's a bit of a surprise. Let's listen in.
A fence is now in place along a stretch of San Vicente Boulevard between Wilshire and La Cienega. Just days ago, the area was lined with dozens of tents. Frustrations over the homeless encampment and safety concerns growing among residents and business owners, many urging the city to take action. Today, the street is clear.
They've been cleaning up the last couple days.
Restaurant owner Damaris Redoute was happy to see city crews clearing trash and debris from the area. Mayor Karen Bass made a surprise visit to the community on Wednesday. Since then, most of the unhoused people in the encampment have been relocated as part of the mayor's Inside Safe operation.
I don't think the relief is going to be complete until all of the tents are gone and they don't come back.
Bass making another unexpected visit to the neighborhood Friday night.
She was going, you know, from business to business just to reassure us you know, what's been happening, what's going to happen from now on.
I hope they can do something about it. I just don't think it's ever going to happen because they can do whatever they want to on the streets. They can get away with anything on the streets.
The fencing is temporary. There are plans in the works to beautify the area. Business owners say the city plans to add planters and take other steps to discourage encampments.
Now, what explains this extra special treatment? It's one thing to clear the encampment. Now they're putting up a fence, and they're going to come in and beautify it with planters.
Because of all the coverage, the international coverage.
I guess so. This made the New York Post, the Daily Mail.
When the Venice Boardwalk became an international story, because it's one of the biggest tourist attractions in L.A., the Daily Mail is actually a pretty good indicator, because I think it is the most visited news source in the world, and I think Rupert Murdoch owns it. I think it's in sync with the New York Post,
they borrow a lot of stories from the Post. But I gotta say this about the Daily Mail: they'll clobber both the left and the right.
They will.
Whatever story will attract eyes and clicks.
They'll run it.
Doesn't matter. There's no political slant to it. Mostly
no. But they're the most blatant of just putting up stuff that attracts eyeballs, that gets hits.
Right.
And the nude woman on the sofa was a jackpot. It was terrific. Because once you see that picture, you're never going to forget it.
Do you see the line in the Channel 7 story? The encampment made people uncomfortable at times, as it is known to occasionally feature the unhoused in the nude. I like the way that was phrased. To occasionally feature the unhoused in the nude.
The unhoused. What act of Congress will it take?
Ladies and gentlemen, the unhoused and the nude.
Well, can we get rid of that phrase?
Unhoused?
Unhoused?
I had to explain that to somebody last weekend.
Stupidest phrase ever. You sound like a moron when you say this. Attention to everyone in the media. You sound like a moron. I don't know of any normal people who talk like that, except the progressives. But everyone else who's normal, they say homeless, or they say vagrant, or they say crazy person.
But now you've defined them. You call them homeless, and you've defined
hobo.
Them.
Hobo.
That's all. Yeah, hobos.
Hobo.
That's my word.
But that's more unhoused.
But remember all the noise we got when they put up a fence around Echo Park Lake, right? Although that stayed up there for a while.
All right.
I was surprised to see this because that new councilman wanted that immediately torn down. But Bass and her people put a fence up right away in this stretch along San Vicente.
So what's the status of that Echo Park Lake thing?
I don't know. We'd have to reach out to one of our listener residents.
The fence is definitely down?
Yeah, the only fence came down, but the TV covered it when it was finally torn down.
All right,
a month or two ago.
All right, so the vagrant hobos, homeless bums, unhoused in the nude, are they back there? Did they move back in?
Speaking of the homeless, though, I was actually relatively amused last week. A lot of the TV stations, and I guess Channel 5 was the big one that ran a story, finally became aware of the zombie drug. We've talked about Trank before, which is the animal tranquilizer xylazine. We talked about this story months ago because they were seeing this in Philadelphia. This is the one where your flesh rots away. And that's just a horrible way to go, isn't it?
Imagine your
skin and your muscle rotting away.
You have open, rotting wounds on your body, and you could see them. They're huge. Like, you could see them from across the street. And we're warning you, you're going to start seeing these people stumbling around your neighborhood, your business district.
Yeah. Gaping, so these TV stations are trying to explain to their viewers, what is Trank and what is xylazine? Well, it's now being seen in drug addicts on the streets. It's gruesomely disfiguring people, according to a DEA special agent that spoke to Channel 5.
Listen to that phrase, gruesomely disfiguring, and nobody does anything to stop it.
Well, the other part of the story was, we can't, it's legal. The actual drug xylazine is not illegal.
But the xylazine is put in the fentanyl.
Yeah,
and the fentanyl is put in all the fake pills coming over the border. So if we had a functioning federal government, which we don't, you'd stop the pills, and then you'd stop the fentanyl and the xylazine. And it's legal because people use it for their horses.
He said it's much more likely to stop someone from breathing and the things that come along with xylazine. It's a vasoconstrictor. So when you're injecting it, it's actually reducing the blood circulation.
You know,
it's another problem with it.
I'm losing my will. I really am. It's like if you're going to take pills when you see people around you dying of fentanyl, stumbling around like zombies with open gaping wounds, I don't know what to say. I mean, how hard are we going to try to help you out here?
My new term for this is harm reduction just brings more harm.
Yeah.
And this is evidence of it, right?
Yes,
rotting exactly. Flesh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, we can't stop. Forget the drug war. We'll never be able to stop people from using drugs. Let's just stand by and make sure they don't completely rot away or die of an overdose. Harm reduction.
It's a consequence of all those murderous geniuses who run these fake nonprofits. And their expensive salaries that they take and all their stupid ideas, harm reduction. Let's give them more fentanyl. Let's give them a meth pipe. Let's give them Narcan. Well, Narcan doesn't work on xylazine. So now you're out of harm reduction bullets here.
Yeah, well, what's so wrong with that argument is harm reduction assumes that there's still a logical person in there that's maybe making some bad choices, but we can do a few things to play with the margins of their dangerous behavior. But this drug use and these kinds of drugs, fentanyl and now the trank, you've got to be kidding me. That's not a person who has any logic left inside
right.
of them.
So
that doesn't work in this.
So we have this malignant force, these Mexican drug cartels, sending this, making billions from it. Everybody in government knows who these guys are and what they're doing. And our incompetent, destructive federal government and our state government is allowing it to happen. So what does that tell you? Because every one of these people in Congress and the Biden administration and Border Patrol, Homeland Security, Newsom's office, our legislature and the other states, they wake up every day knowing who is responsible for this and exactly how they're doing it and what the result is. And yet there's no reaction. What is it? So what is this telling you? They don't care if all these people die. They don't care if we become zombie land here in Los Angeles with like the worst horror movie, people stumbling around with gaping open wounds.
And the best example of this harm reduction failure, this is like the Housing First failure, was this San Francisco Tenderloin Center. They opened it up with the idea that people could get high without getting robbed or fear of fatally overdosing, and will direct them to help, to rehab. Well, just 18 people of the more than 23,000 who came into the site actually went for help, and they shut it down.
And yes, but the people running it were getting a lot of money, a lot of tax money. These are the nonprofits where every executive is making six figures, every single one of them. So they come up with these ideas to perpetuate their existence. They know none of this is going to help anybody, but it creates more customers. See, their customers die. So you have to create more customers. You have to get them addicted to more exotic stuff.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls. Finish up that presentation or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock. Go to the podcast on the iHeart app. It's called John Again On Demand, and you could hear the whole show again or for the first time or the parts you miss, and that's right after 4 it gets posted.
Just play it over and over again. Memorize it. You could walk around and be John and Ken to your friends. In fact, you could be the walking podcast after you memorize what's on demand, right?
Sure. You could lip sync along. Great way to entertain yourself all weekend now. You know, we're not around Saturdays and Sundays, but you could just play that thing endlessly.
Quick reminder that the Moist line will be back already in 3 days. So we're beating the drum for calls. You can use the iHeartRadio app. That's the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number. Here it is for you, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Well, the last story we did on the air yesterday concerned a brand new one yesterday afternoon, but we have fresh new details. And there's a snicker.
I hope you're not eating.
It's poor Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani, of course, was the esteemed mayor of New York City for several terms. He was the mayor when 9/11 hit. He was on his way out of office, but he was still the mayor. And of course, he did run for president. John and I met him.
Yes. He was maybe the best mayor that I've ever seen in my life. And
yes, I didn't live in New York City at that time or even work there, but we followed it because we were still on the East Coast.
Well, I lived there in the 2 years before Giuliani took over.
Right. Yeah.
And then
he took over in 93.
Right? we would go back to see family every year and stay in New York for a few days. And it was so shocking and so dramatic. And it opened my eyes to the big lie that we're told by everybody in politics and in the media that, well, you know, this problem is really complicated and really it's really difficult to solve. No, it's not. He had tons of homeless people on the street. He had criminals all over the place. It wasn't allowed anymore. Police took care of business. Get up, out, go, leave. Put them in jail. Put them in a shelter. Put them in a mental ward. Out. Everybody out. Went away.
Like the squeegee guys on the streets. It was all about the broken window theory.
It was all the prostitutes and pimps.
It worked to clean up New York. Yeah.
Prostitutes, pimps, and drug runners in Times Square, all gone. Times Square became Disneyland. I remember we used to, in high school, we used to dare each other. Who's going to drive to Times Square and get out and walk around? That was the game we would play.
I was there a couple of weeks ago, and what caught my eye, because it was the only one, there was still like a little porn bookstore. Just one. I think it was down 8th Avenue, somewhere in the 40s.
One guy.
I'm like, look at that. Yeah, with the little sex toys and everything inside. It's like, there's a throwback. I should have taken a picture.
God, it used to be wall to wall. It was like theaters that would show 24-hour porn movies on big screens.
Oh, big marquee, XXXXX, everything.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they had the titles actually on the signboard.
And they're like brothels, and there was all the sex toys, and with, you know, to buy the dirty movies and the dirty books, and they had peepholes, and they had Oh, my God. It was so... Boy, to take a trip there when you're like 18 years old out of the suburbs.
Rudy, of course, has run into tougher times, especially when he got associated with Trump. As he gets older, and apparently he does drink. The story on him that's really making the headlines is he's been sued by a former assistant, a former business consultant by the name of Noelle Dunphy. She's a writer and business consultant. She was hired by Giuliani in 2019 to do business development work and other work. She was fired in 2021. She has sued him for sex harassment and the old toxic work environment. Wants $10 million. And the story we didn't see last night, because this apparently is a long complaint, that really got my attention. You talk about clickbait. first of all, demanded that she work naked in a bikini or in short shorts with the American flag on them. We had mentioned that yesterday. But she claims that he wanted her to, how was it explained here?
Let's see if I can. Perform?
Yes. Perform oral sex on him while he was on the speakerphone talking to Donald Trump because it made him feel like Bill Clinton. Now, unless he said these things, how would she know that? Do you think he actually said that to her? Please do this because I want to feel like Bill Clinton and you're Monica or something like that. Or
I'm Bill, you're Monica.
Yeah, and we're going to talk to Trump. On the speakerphone, so if you make any noise, you know, he might be aware of what's going on here.
It was that movie. Did we talk about this yesterday? The Borat movie.
Yes, we did.
The sequel. Right. Okay, what did he do with that Polish reporter? Right? She was very young. Took her up to the hotel room. This was on camera. He knew he was on camera. Threw himself back on the bed, started unzipping his pants in front of her, in the camera. I saw that. I go, oh my God, that's insanity. I mean, that is like complete drunken insanity or dementia insanity. Something, his brain has gone completely haywire. So I think he was doing this every day. I saw some of his TV shots on cable news when he was shilling for Trump. He was completely unhinged, making no sense, screaming, losing his temper, sweating and spitting.
I'm sure the response is going to be this is all consensual.
She
says because he drank all day and night, it became part of her responsibilities to fetch his alcohol, make sure he was a functioning alcoholic. She worked hard to ensure that despite his excessive drinking, he didn't appear drunk in public.
Okay, here's the thing. I read one story where she thought she was getting $2 million for doing this. So if she was doing all this stuff, she's pissed she didn't get the $2 million now. It's not that this stuff bothered her. It's that she didn't get paid for putting
That's
up with
probably
it.
Probably the okay? truth, yes.
So enough with this toxic work environment, because most women I know, if they suffered through this for 20 minutes, they'd be out the door.
Yeah, not 2 years.
No, not 2 years. You put up with this every day, morning to night, for 2 years with a drunken sex maniac who's popping Viagra all day. He's sitting there with his pants down. He's trying to entice you to give him all kinds of sexual pleasures. But you again, more than 1 hour, more than 10 minutes, and you keep doing it, then this is on you, not him.
She said a big part of her job was to really get him out of there if he appeared too drunk. And she said, remember the day when his hair dye was running down his face? She was not there that day. So she's trying to make it sound like, you see what happens when I'm not around?
See,
it all fell apart. And he was completely embarrassed.
She probably... felt really flattered. This is like a low self-esteem woman, right? She's really flattered that this famous, powerful man picked her to be the assistant, and she gets to be his caretaker and protect him and make him happy, and she's going to make a lot of money, and then got betrayed in the end. I guess there was no money.
She's included. Did you see the text message she presented as evidence?
Yes.
Giuliani writes, "Good morning, my love. Tried to call." She answers, "Your scotch is with me. I'll bring it to you on Thursday whenever we meet." Then she writes, "Let me quickly shower." And he responds, "Can I shower with you?"
Ew.
"Need to shower dressed before Xfinity and the IT guys come. Good idea. And put very modest clothes on, possibly burlap." Oh, burlap.
Burlap?
That's what he wrote back to her, right, in this message.
Burlap?
Excerpt.
Yeah. That hurts. Burlap's a little rough on the skin.
She even threw in the fact that, oh my gosh, that he went on sexist, racist, and anti-Semitic rants, saying Jewish men have smaller genitalia.
Hey,
Yeah, you speak up, Eric.
Now Eric's mad.
Eric, here's another one. It's time to get over the Passover because it was like 3,000 years ago, she says he said.
Okay.
Now you're standing up, huh?
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Black and Hispanic men hit women because it's in their culture? This is what she's claiming that he said in front of her.
I'm sure he said all that.
Wow.
Well, and that he and Trump
were... It's not the Rudy we knew. Or maybe in private he was like this 30 years ago. He had wild marriages, as you and I know. Right?
Oh, I know. I know. He was selling pardons, and he claims. $2 million a pardon. He and Trump would split the proceeds.
Oh, is that right?
That's one of the stories.
Selling pardons.
Okay, so we... I met him one-on-one... because we did two appearances, or you and I did one appearance, right, on stage?
Yeah, it was for his presidential campaign.
In 2008, because he was the leading Republican.
That was the year, 2008. I know it was in Beverly Hills or somewhere.
He was a leading Republican candidate in 2008, and we'd had him on the show, and I really liked him a lot. And so we were going to introduce him, and so was Dennis Miller. And we ended up introducing Dennis Miller, who did his act, and then...
Oh, that's right, yes.
Yeah. And so it was a lot of fun. And then there was something else I went to that was like in a hotel ballroom. And I gave a short speech. And then there was a cocktail party. I think this was in Orange County afterwards. And I talked with Giuliani out on a patio, just having a drink, talking about the race and all the issues and all that. And it was perfectly normal. And very, very attentive and just listened and nodded and was a good conversationalist. But his campaign was just badly run. It was a bad strategy. He didn't campaign in the early states like New Hampshire and Iowa and South Carolina. He waited in Florida. He thought Florida was going to be a big win, but he lost all the momentum. And who ran in 2008? Oh, it was probably Romney and John McCain back then. So he got too much of a late start. But he was a perfectly normal person, at least in public. And then, you know, cut to the Trump years.
It fell apart. And you may be right. It may be dementia along with so many other things. It just...
The alcoholism and...
Just realizing that he had reached the end of his political career. There wasn't anywhere to go, so...
And I've read a bunch of news stories where people who've known him said they don't know what happened. Something happened to him. And it could have been just, you know, his brain just... Some brain disease maybe took over. I don't know.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yesterday, one of the big stories was the fact that a man went into the offices of a United States Congress member in Virginia and, not happy with what he got as a response, started swinging a baseball bat at staffers, a metal baseball bat. And one of the people that got hit was an intern, their first day in the office. Welcome to political life. The congressman's name is Jerry Connolly, the man we now know a lot more about. Did you see his booking photo, John? That is a dead look.
Have you ever seen a face that swollen?
And
his head's the size of a basketball.
His mouth is drooping open. His eyes are all like drooped. He just looks zombied, intoxicated.
He's got serious mental issues. He's a paranoid schizophrenic, and he thought the CIA was talking to him.
Yeah, that apparently is the deal. His name is Juan Ca Tran Pham, I think. 49 years old from Fairfax, Virginia. Now, the congressman has confirmed that his office was working on some type of issue for this man, a constituent, but didn't have the details behind it. But as John said, the family's saying that he is schizophrenic.
He had filed a federal lawsuit against the CIA last May, claiming that the CIA had wrongfully imprisoned him in a lower perspective.
Yes, it's in quotes, so that's what he wrote in his complaint. I was wrongfully imprisoned in a lower perspective.
And then accused the CIA of brutally torturing him from the fourth dimension.
From the fourth dimension.
He demanded that the court to be cured and returned to normal condition by a digital technology and compensated for my extreme suffering and losses in the amount of $29 million.
It sounds like he wanted Bitcoin or something, right? A digital technology?
Maybe.
Compensated? Maybe he wanted something of crypto? No?
You're trying to translate psycho.
I know. I'm trying to make sense of a pretty wild person's complaint.
His dad says he's schizophrenic and he's been this way since his late teens. So
he's 49, by the way, in case you were curious how old he is now.
Yeah, and he's got this weird swollen head. I've never seen a guy look like that. Doesn't he?
He does, and his eyes are so vacant.
Mm-hmm.
No, and he's so out of it.
There's nobody home. He's got brain damage.
The intern he hit was on her first day on the job. Nobody got badly hurt.
Is this?
But they did take two staffers to the hospital, but they've been released.
I guess this is the local office, the district office. Huh?
It is the district office there in Virginia.
You shouldn't be able to get into the Capitol building. Well, you never know.
Oh, here's more, John. He was looking for $29 million in damages, aligning with the beliefs of conspiracy theorists who claim they are being gang stalked. That means secretly watched and psychologically tortured using non-existent technology. FAM asked to be cured by the unstated digital technology. The CIA moved to dismiss the trial last month. He represented himself in the trial, but I don't know what the outcome.
This guy wait a second. There actually is a trial for this?
Would think the
maybe just a hearing.
The suit would have been dismissed. Yeah, maybe there was some sort of hearing. Wrongfully imprisoning me in a lower perspective based on physics.
His brain's all dysfunctioning. Is that a word? Dysfunctioning?
Well, it's like I said yesterday, there's so much untreated mental illness out there. And some of it's the fault of family members who don't grab onto these people harder. And some of it's the fault of us deciding, oh, no conservatorship. We're shutting down all the institutions. Those are inhumane. And I mean, it's the same problem we have with the homeless. But now you're seeing it with the guy who, from what I understand, wasn't homeless, but clearly was not in control of his faculties.
Can you imagine, though, having a 49-year-old son this crazy and out of control? I don't know. What are the parents supposed to do?
There are some parents that just throw up their hands.
These are the people who normally get out into the street.
But I thought there's some laws where you can apply for some type of conservatorship if you're a family member, right?
I don't know.
I thought there was, but maybe it's only temporary. Often it's only a temporary thing.
I don't know.
They ask the crazy person, do you want to stay in that? No, I don't. And gone they are from the hospital.
And you got to have money for it, too.
It's frustrating.
Somebody's got to pay.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark is off. Mark Ronner live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.